Hi people, I am excited today and I think you can hear my smile from my voice because I really miss talking to all of you. Like, I wanted to get on, you know, my microphone on Friday. I just wanted to talk on Friday because I was bubbling with stuff to say, but I am glad that I talk on Monday, so I had to learn to wait. So this is Just Talk. Welcome to another episode of Just Talk. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and I hope that you had a good week. I mean, I had a good week, a short week, a long week. I don't measure anymore. So I want to make some special mentions to people who are recently starting their podcast. The name of our podcast is Let's Talk About Life, and it's pretty cool, so check it out. There is Lex Insights by Courage. Courage talks about technology and law. He talks about innovation law, basically. So check him out. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. So welcome, the podcast party. Everybody who tunes in to listen, I love you from my heart. So I want to share something that I have thought long and hard about since... About 3 days ago. I told you I wanted to share on Friday. So since Friday has been heavy, I don't want to say heavy like it's a bad thing, but has been like in my heart, in my mind for a long time. And I hope that you learned something today. So 3 days ago, I was thinking about something I could say to us today. And, you know, it just struck me that I could talk to us about being thankful, about living lives of thankfulness. And so I said, think about things I could be thankful for in this season. I know something spoiled my thinking. So it didn't just happen that I was lying on my bed and I started thinking about being thankful. Of course, I did that a lot recently. Like, I've been doing that a lot. For everything I have to talk about, I lie on my bed and I start to think about the stuff I could say and the stuff that could make a difference. But then, you know, something happened and it spoiled my talking about being thankful. But then before I go on, I would like to give us like a big brief introduction on what this episode is about. So I'm going to do 2 episodes on thankfulness, and I am tagging them Thanksgiving, because I don't just want you to be thankful. I mean, it's one thing, it's cool to say thanks, you know, of course saying thanks is showing thanks, but then more than Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving basically is living a thankful life. Okay, so I complained a lot last week. Not like I complained, I told us I bothered about stuff that I could not control. No, this is a new week, so like 2 weeks ago, yeah. I complained a lot, myself, people, and I was bothering a lot about stuff that I could not control. But then I talked to us about not focusing on stuff that we could not control last week. And this is like an extension, basically. I mean, it's not the same thing. But then, of course, not focusing on stuff that we cannot control is some form of living a thankful life. So, you know, here I'm saying that you're living a life where there is no grumbling or complaining or anxiety or frustration. You know, it's not like you're not going to feel bad or stuff. But then when you live a thankful life, you're going to see that you'll be happy. I don't want to be a happy child, yeah? So you're going to be a happy child. Okay, so today I want to talk to us about being thankful to God and a little bit about being thankful to people and for people. Yeah. And next week I'll go on to talk about being thankful to people too. And then I'll try to share some stories, stories about people and the things they are thankful for. So on, I think, Saturday at home during our family time / morning devotion, we talked about the things that we could be thankful for. And so my mom asked us to list 5 things that we could be thankful for. And I don't know if I did 5, but I don't want to say things that are vague. Like, jigger, I don't say the regular things. I mean, of course, this is a small things. Yeah, things that may look small, but they are big deals when you start to think about them. So those are the kind of things I want to share with us today. So I may not share 5, or I may share 5, but I wrote down about 3 or 4. Yeah. And okay, I wrote down about 3 basically. And so let's go and let's hit it. So I had this application on my phone. Yeah, the name of this application is this app. Let me not say application, so it sounds too long. Okay, so I had this app on my phone presently, a gratitude journal. So I uninstalled it because I stopped using it. You know, when you have like, I'm the person that I have an app on my phone, and when it stays for like 1 month or so and I don't use it anymore, I just uninstall, basically, because I'm like, okay, so what's the need of this app? But then I started to feel really, really angry and mad at myself for uninstalling that app recently, because you know that app was very it's a very simple app. It's ad free, you know, it's just a comfortable app, basically. Like, I don't see a lot of apps that are ad free,
So, but this application is ad-free. And, you know, it's simplicity. You just write down the stuff that you're thankful for in moments. So, you use it daily. So, you could, like, make 20 entries, as many entries as you wanted in a day. And it helped you keep track of the things that would make you smile, the small things, the big things. It helped you draw strength when you were in difficult time. Basically, I mean, it's like a journal. You see, I keep journals. I don't know, some people have never kept journals, but I think journaling is like amazing, because I have a prayer journal, for instance. I think that's the only one where I've been faithful, because I don't have a journal like about my life, the stuff I go through. No, I basically have a prayer journal where I write down prayer points, and where I have a need, another need, I go back to my journal. So I remember the stuff that God has done for me, or the stuff, the prayers that God answers, and it gives me strength to pray more. It gives me, you know, it helps my faith, basically. It strengthens me and it teaches me to pray more. So this is what this journal does, basically. So I'm not just talking to us about installing it. I had to reinstall it today. If I was going to talk to us about giving thanks, I had to reinstall it today. And you know, another amazing thing about this app is that it gives you quotes about Thanksgiving. So I'm going to read one from yesterday and one from today, two of the quotes, and then I'll go on to talk about what I have to talk about today. So one of the quotes by Phoebe Cray, that's from yesterday. All the great blessings of life are present in my thoughts today. So you see, I mean, if you're able to write down all the great blessings of life, come on, like, you're going to be a happy person. And then another one by a Robert is, make visible what without you might perhaps never have been seen. So like, this one struck me. So something about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving is that you make visible the things that people consider small, or the things that ordinarily might not have been big deals. So yeah, I think it's like the perfect time to get into what I have to talk about and to us about today. So one of the things I'm thankful for is that my glasses did not break. Okay, so I told you something spoiled my being thankful, and it was that my glasses fell hard on the floor. So I'm careless with my glasses. I am sorry I'm saying this. I should not say this, right? But I'm very careless with my glasses, and it's a bad thing. I have a case, and I use my glasses case like 5% out of 100% of the time I use glasses. Of course, my glasses are almost always on my eyes. But when I want to sleep, I just keep my glasses on my table or a cupboard. Sometimes I keep it on my bed. That is so terrible. Oh my God, now I say it, I feel, Okay, so I've used glasses for a really long time, since 2009. And I don't think since that time I've done without my glasses for 2 days. I'm not sure a time has come where I've not had my glasses for 2 days. Because when it breaks, the first thing I do, like, do you know the funny thing? When I say I don't have money for stuff, when my glasses breaks, the first thing I do is I order the same kind of frame, because I've used the same kind of frame for a long time. And I just order and I try to get it like the same day or the next day, and I fix, or I go to get new glasses if it's not the frame, if it's the lens. So it's pretty serious. So I got thankful because it fell. And I started to think, if my glasses had broken, it meant I wasn't going to get a new one. Because first, my parents don't like that I wear my glasses a lot. So I'm at home, and then there is a lockdown, like, in River State, although it's not, I don't know, I feel the government is confused. I mean, today there's a lockdown, tomorrow there's no lockdown, but then basically I cannot go to get new glasses, so I was going to have to stay at home without my glasses. And you know, living was practically going to be very difficult. But then somehow God made sure that although my glasses fell hard, and I'm saying it fell hard because my glasses are not so, my frames are not so strong. You know when you want to do something fashionable, but then you don't see something strong? It's not the kind of frames my mom would get for me. But because I got it myself, it's the kind of frame I'll get for myself. I mean, it's nerdy, but then I think it's, you know, it'd be fashionable. So it fell, and I was so scared. Like, my heart literally went into my mouth. And I picked it up and I was like, oh my god, this cannot happen to me. But then I put it on and there was no scratch, it did not break. So I'm thankful to God for that. Now that's one example of where I'm thankful. And then I'm thankful for people. Yeah, like, so I talked on this podcast about trying to start to do stuff that are productive. I talked about writing and how I had to stop an online course, or how I had to stop taking online courses because, you know, you had to pay for the certificates and I didn't want to take them in audit mode and all of that. So somebody, I should mention his name, Samson, thank you so much. Like, he has been a faithful listener of this podcast, so thank you for always listening. But then he, you know, more than listening, he came to my my DM on WhatsApp. And so he says to me that he started to take courses on Coursera like a long time ago, and he has paid just once. So what he does is he applies for financial aid, and so he walked me through the process basically. So in that moment, I'm like, okay, let me do this. So that Monday, I applied. That was like 2 weeks ago. I applied to the University of Geneva for I applied to Coursera to take a course from the University of Geneva on children's rights. It's like an introductory course, and I got my approval last week Monday, immediately after my podcast. So I started to take the course, and I am so grateful. Like, I'm grateful for people. It's the thing about living thankfully is that the small things or the big things, you know, you'll pay attention to things that people do for you and things that God does for you. And another thing I'm thankful for is for podcasting. Like, I'm not just thankful that I can come and talk and people listen. That is beautiful. That is awesome. But I'm thankful that in the 10 weeks that I've been at home, because I had to like count how many episodes I've released. So this is my 10th episode since I've been at home. And, you know, God has been faithful. I mean, God has helped me continue podcasting. So usually I build my topics from interactions with people, from the things I see, from the things I listen to. And I've not had a lot of things to see in recent times. I mean, outside counting movies, books, and, you know, TV generally, I've not had a lot to see. I've not had a lot of interactions. I mean, of course, the internet is there, but I'm not really social media-y, so to say, or social media-ish. So I don't interact a lot in social media. Like, a lot of news gets past me. A lot of things gets past me on social media. So I practically learn from physical interactions. And, you know, I got scared at some point. I was not going to be able to carry through this podcast. But for every Monday, it's as if, or as though God just wakes me up and he's like, okay, like, there is something for you to say. I have practice for you to say. Just do this. You know, podcasting has been easy. I mean, so to say, in school, I usually would just, just talk basically. So I'd have an idea. I'll just do a little script. But now I even go as far as writing down the stuff I have to say. And I, you know, think through. And it's just a better experience for me, so to say. I mean, plus I have a lot of more people listening in because, you know, there is a break. So I'm thankful for podcasting. And then to be more real, like, to come down to it, basically, I have been at home for 10 weeks. And so I'm going to, like, share something that should be private, yeah? It's funny, but then let me share. So I don't do any form of mobile banking. Like, I don't buy airtime from my bank. I don't transfer. I don't do any form of mobile banking because I am that strict because I want to be able to save. So I did not foresee that time was going to come when I needed to, you know, where an ATM was not going to be close to me. Because usually when I'm at home, before I come back from school, I never stay at home so long. So I try to get enough money from my bank that would last me the period where I'm at home and stuff. And I never stay at home so long, of course, and money still continues coming in. But now, there's no going to school, money is not coming in. I don't even do mobile banking, so I could probably touch my savings, yeah, to buy data or to buy stuff for podcasting and all. But because I don't do anything for my mobile banking, like, I tried. I actually, like, I said get frustrated. I actually tried, and it didn't work. So I started to think, oh, God, how am I going to do this? Like, how will I continue talking every Monday? Because another thing, I use data badly. Like, I think, so, but I'm trying now to be disciplined my data. So I'm trying to do two networks. I use MTN and Airtel. So I'm trying to be more disciplined. So for Airtel is for podcasting. So I'm going to get the most data there and turn it off immediately I stop podcasting. I'm going to do social bundles for social media. Yeah, so that's like my new method of being able to do this. So I thought about it, and, you know, for every single Monday, like, I am listening here to you, I have not had to find it difficult. Like, data just comes. I don't know, like, I find money in an old book or my bag, or, you know, somebody just is like, oh, chimney, oh, I don't know, I get surprises. So I'm glad. I mean, I'm super glad that I've been able to do this. So, like, I'm saying all these things because I want you to be thankful and happy. Because when you're thankful, the thing is, when you live a life of thanks, of thanksgiving, the thing is, you're going to be so happy and so fulfilled and, you know, more productive because you do things well because you're not complaining or grumbling. You're looking at the bad things or bad effect of every other thing. So basically, people, in this time where things are not exactly so easy, I want you to be thankful. I want you to live a life. I mean, I just shared three examples. I shared my glasses falling down. I shared my online course. My glasses falling down, of course, you'd get that I'm thankful to God. Like, you know, because if it had broken, I don't know what I would have done. And then my online course, I am grateful to Samson for teaching me how to apply for financial aid, and I have set to do the online course I have dreamt about. And of course, podcasting, I am thankful to God. Like, God just prepares everything. All I have to do is just talk. Like, it's as though He just says to me, okay, just go and talk. Like, just talk, really. So I'm grateful. And I'm thankful to, you know, people in my life physically, like my parents, my family. I'm thankful too. This may seem like a regular testimony that everybody gives, but no, it's a big deal. Like, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this time. Like, my mom shared a testimony of how, you know where the thing about this virus is, you may not know how bad it is if you don't work in health or if you not come in direct contact with it. My mom almost, like, it was almost her case, but then God kept her and God shielded her. Like, I don't want to go into the gory details, but then, I mean, like, I'm thankful that my family is safe, and I am thankful for my parents. My mom was saying something that this has been the longest time she has been apart from my dad since they got married, but I'm thankful that God is keeping them. I mean, like, in my family right now, we spend more time having family time and praying, so I am thankful for that. Like, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for. So basically, I'm challenging all of us today to, you know, think of the big things, the little things that you're thankful for, and allow it to direct your life. Allow it to lead how you live. Because when you do so, you'll be more productive, like I said. Right now, I mean, I'm thinking of doing online courses. I'm reading books. I'm not just there because I said to be thankful. I said to not ignore the things that matter. So instead of focusing on complaining or the things that make me angry, I'm focusing on the things that make me happy, the things that God does for me, the things that people do for me. And I am so grateful. So people, be grateful, be thankful, live lives of gratitude. I am ending here today. Please check out Let's Think About Life and check out Lex Insights by my friends. I love y'all. And oh, my friend Chidera is about starting a podcast, so this is my shout out to her. Go, I will listen. I am your number one fan. So for everybody who is starting, for, you know, I am thankful that you're starting. So have a good day. Bye. I'm the Nigerian Christian Talkaholic, and this is Just Talk.